Come on, Roland said, grabbing Eddie's arm. It's going to come a downpour, and this'll go out like a candle. If we're still on this side, when it does, we'll be stuck here. Where? Eddie began, and then he saw, near the foot of the driveway, where the forest cover gave way to a tumble of rocks falling down to the lake, was the core of the glow, for the time being too bright to look at. Roland dragged him in that direction. John Cullum remained hypnotized for a moment longer by the walk-ins, then tried to follow them. No! Roland called over his shoulder. The rain was falling harder now, the drops cold on his skin and the size of coins. You have your work, John. Fare you well. And you, boys, John called back. He stopped and raised his hand in a wave. A bolt of electricity cut across the sky, momentarily lighting his face in brilliant blue and deepest black. And you! Eddie, we're going to run into the core of the light, Roland said. It's not a door of the old people, but of the Prim. That is magic to you, Ken. It'll take us to the place we want if we concentrate hard enough. Where? There's no time. Jake's told me where by touch. Only hold my hand and keep your mind blank. I can take us. Eddie wanted to ask him if he was absolutely sure of that, but there was no time. Roland broke into a run. Eddie joined him. They sprinted down the slope and into the light. Eddie felt it breathing over his skin like a million small mouths. Their boots crackled in the deep leaf cover. To his right was the burning tree. He could smell the sap and the sizzle of its cooking bark. Now they closed in on the core of the light. At first, Eddie could see Kaiser Lake through it, and then he felt an enormous force grip him and pull him forward through the cold rain and into that brilliant, murmuring glare. For just a moment, he glimpsed the shape of a doorway. Then he redoubled his grip on Roland's hand and closed his eyes. The leaf-littered ground ran out beneath his feet, and they were flying.